Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you can also watch us on live stream. Basically, go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream. You can also comment on there if you like. So, if you want to see what the set looks like, you're all good. You'll see AJ wearing black and me wearing dark blue again.
Have you noticed that I almost always wear black?
Well, I rotate between two colors primarily here, like navy or dark blue and black. And that's because having watched the live stream, I know what kind of pops against this wall behind me.
See, I don't even think about it. I just almost always wear black anyway.
Yeah, well, I do most of the time. But what I've learned is just from a visual perspective, if I wear like a really light color, then it doesn't look good visually. I mean, I don't look good anyway, but...
You look great, Fred.
No,
stop.
No, trust me. I'm a very average person.
No.
In a physical appearance standpoint.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at some other things. I mean, not much. Some Astros news. Brian McCann out 4 to 6 weeks. Knee surgery. I would have liked to seen them make a move for a catcher.
You don't like Max Stassi?
I do like Max Stassi, but... Yeah, I McCann's also getting up there. That's another. I wouldn't mind if they picked up another one here at the trade deadline. That maybe somebody who's at the end of his contract who can still play a little, especially really good defensively. I think they could use that. But I don't think it's not a need. I don't think they have too many real needs.
I don't think so either. And I think
I'm even out on them needing a closer because they're going to do what they did in the playoffs last year and Trot McCullers and those guys out there.
Can we agree that Max Stassi has been their better option at catcher this year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would almost say if you traded for somebody, then maybe McCann's time's about up.
I mean, right.
So handles the staff really well, but he's not good defensively, and now he's not hitting.
But you lost your backup catcher for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And they've got a...
Well, it's a month, and we're talking about an old dude and an
knee
injury.
And you've got C.J. Fedorowicz, his brother, still. He can play some catcher. I guess if it's an emergency situation, maybe
Gattis
gear up.
If there's a decent one available in trade, though, I wouldn't be upset if they...
What if they give up a prospect for a catcher? That'd be crazy.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't ever give up a prospect.
No. Prospects are gold.
Steven says,
you should trade your current good players for prospects, even when you're in first place, remember? Yes. Be sensible.
Steven says, or purple. Well, I'm not wearing purple anymore because AJ made fun of me and my daughter made fun of me.
It didn't bother you until she did.
No, it didn't bother me at all until I'm showing her a picture of us in San Francisco and I've got the shirt on, which, to be honest, in San Francisco, I thought it was a good shirt. And she's like, Dad, that
Wait,
shirt.
What does that mean?
I thought it was...
Your crushed velvet purple shirt?
I thought it was very stylish. It fit in with the people.
Are you trying to say that shirt is...
I saw much worse than that there. I thought I fit in.
You thought that it fit a certain cultural bias?
No. I just thought it...
So you're not saying that's a gay shirt?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm not saying that
at
all.
I thought that's what you were sneaking
around.
That's
what you were saying.
Okay. No, I don't believe that.
You wouldn't come out and say it, but...
I would never.
But now when she starts going, Dad, what is that shirt? I'm like, that's my purple shirt. What the hell? Man, never wear that again.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, fine. I don't criticize you when you show up looking like a bum, but all right. You're 16. You're supposed to dress like a...
Yeah, she wears yoga pants and like a sweatshirt most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. That's what 16-year-olds
usually
wear.
When she comes in, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, at least make an effort.
Nope, she doesn't. Yeah, the only time she makes an effort, she'll put it on Facebook. And when she dresses up, and say, look at me, and say, yeah, you look nice. When I see you, you look like a bum.
She's doing that thing. What's that thing called where you you post something so that you want a certain person to see? What did we call that the other day?
Oh, yeah, Gatsbying.
Gatsbying. She's Gatsbying when she does that. There's some dude who she's like, oh, I'm going to Gatsby the hell out of this dude. Post this picture of me looking nice.
That may be it. I'm going to have to ask her about that when I see her again.
Ask her who she's Gatsbying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she has a boyfriend, so would she be Gatsbying anybody unless she's trying to Fowler it?
Yeah. Hey, guess who else is signing for the mid-level exception?
Who's that?
Dwight Howard.
Where's he going?
This bums me out because this is a team that I actually had high hopes for next year, the Washington Wizards. He'll probably ruin everything, but I don't think they're counting on him to be like a real key guy.
Well, it depends on if he's willing to be just an inside presence and a guy who doesn't play a ton of minutes, but I think he can still play.
How long before his teammates hate him?
Oh, they'll hate him instantly.
As soon as he
but that doesn't
up.
Mean you can't play with him.
Yeah. He's going to be out there. I think I should get some of Bradley Beal's shots. I need to I want to get outside and shoot a little.
I want to post up. I don't want to pick and roll. He's terrific on the pick and roll.
But they've had some turmoil in the past. Like when they had Gortat, they were like Wall and Beal don't like each other, apparently. Beal and Gortat didn't like each other. Wall and Gort. I mean, it's a weird thing. I mean, it's a team that they've dealt with this in the past. So we'll see. We'll see if it opens up the three a little bit more for the Wizards. That's probably what they're hoping.
How do you feel about Michael Carter-Williams?
Man, Michael Carter-Williams, if you watched him play his first year, you were like, God, this guy's going to be great.
Future star, yeah.
And then he's just done nothing. So, I mean, we talked the other day about the Rockets maybe going after a backup point guard. I'm guessing this is what they had in mind. And I always thought, you know, being a big guy, you know, 6'6" for a point guard, I always thought, man, that guy, if he just finds his talent, he could really be something. He just hasn't really found his groove as a player. But I think he's a nice enough piece. I don't hate it.
Yeah, he's not a three-point shooter, though.
He is not a shooter.
And that's – so if you're expecting him to come in and kind of be one of those guys for the Rockets, he's not. But, you know, I think it's a good pickup. It's depth.
Yep.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Is it true?
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Your quarterfinals are set for the World Cup. England advances on penalty kicks, and then we'll face Sweden, who also won. When did Sweden get good at everything? Like, they've been good at hockey for a long time. Now they're good at soccer.
It's a battle of the whitest of white people.
England is not all white.
They've got some black. They do have a black guy.
More than one black guy on their team.
Nice.
But Sweden is about the whitest country left.
Was Sweden versus Switzerland the whitest matchup?
Yeah. Well, Sweden-Croatia would be pretty white, too. That could happen.
Won't Russia-Croatia be a matchup?
Oh, yeah, that's
pretty white,
awful
too.
Pale.
Yeah. Pretty pasty.
Yeah. So, actually, three of the four, and England's mostly pasty.
Right.
Three of the four on that side of the bracket, all very white.
Let me pull up the bracket. I'm going to tell you who are teams that I find acceptable to win.
Okay.
Okay. Draw. That's what they call it, not the bracket.
I wonder if we shouldn't just pick by which remaining teams have the largest penises.
Colombia lost today.
I know, Colombia lost, so that kind of, well, maybe that throws that idea.
Here are acceptable teams to win the World Cup.
Okay.
Brazil.
Okay, so I kind of find
are they the Warriors?
See, because it's hard for me to root against Brazil because they have given us some of the most beautiful women on the planet.
That's right.
I mean, Brazilian women in general, fantastic.
They gave us a great wax.
Exactly.
They gave us a great butt lift.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a lot of...
They gave us great steakhouses.
Yeah. That's another one. A lot of great MMA fighters.
Yeah.
Not the most attractive men,
though. They
gave
me jiu-jitsu.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're men, not as attractive.
No.
But they're women, outstanding.
But if we start picking teams based on the most handsome men, that would be weird.
Well, you like quarterbacks based on the most handsome man.
Yeah, it's different.
Why?
Because there's a known correlation between handsome guys being better at football.
Well, this is the rest of the world calls this football.
The rest of the world is stupid.
So, you've got Uruguay and France and Brazil versus Belgium on that side.
Okay, I'm going to say Brazil or Belgium are both acceptable champions.
Okay.
So whoever wins that game, I'm cheering for in the top half of the draw. Russia and Croatia, I'm saying neither are acceptable.
Okay.
And I'll say Sweden is an acceptable champion.
Well, I'm in real...
So Brazil, Belgium, or Sweden has to win.
Well, here are my rooting interests because I'm in that pool.
Okay.
That I got insight from Glenn Davis and Jerry Bowen. I have France winning the whole thing because I didn't want to take Brazil or Germany. Because everybody else has those, and you'd have to be great to beat. Now, if I had taken Brazil, I probably would have won if they win because my bracket's been really good.
Right.
But I have France to win it, and
I just have a hard time cheering for anything French.
I know. Me too. I hate the French. No offense, Frenchies. You know, listeners are...
I mean, you're married to a French.
No, I'm married to a Canadian, and she's not French-Canadian. But her boss is French. And, you know, I have to listen to these... When she's home, I have to hear these conference calls where they're like, all these people from all over the world, like, Valerie? And I'm like, dude, this is so annoying. You know, the last syllable of your name is not the one that you focus on. But regardless, I don't like... Okay. But I have France to win it over England. So I've got to... If I get that final, I'm probably winning the thing.
I would think so.
But
I don't want either one of those teams to win.
Well, I get that. But I think if England has the easiest path because I think they can beat Russia or Croatia. Yeah, and I think they'll beat Sweden. So I think they're probably going to get there. But that the other four, that's pretty tough because Brazil and Belgium are both really good. And Uruguay's good, too. They're sneaky good. So that side of the bracket's really strong. I'm sticking with France to get through because that wins me money. I'm going to go with the France-England matchup, which means both of them will lose in the next round.
Okay.
That's my pick. So, speaking of World Cup, have you seen the photos of the hottest Russian World Cup fan?
No.
Well, she got very famous for having pictures of herself, and she's
attractive.
She's plenty nice to look at. Well, people started doing some research. Turns out, she's actually a porn star.
Oh.
And her name is Natalia Nemchinova, 28 years old. A bunch of photos of her went out around the world. She was wearing a skimpy white Russia top in the first game. And turns out that, she wears a lot of skimpy stuff.
So have you porned her?
I have not yet. She's appeared in X-rated movies under such aliases as Natalie Nemchikova, Natalia Andreeva, Delilah G, Danica, Amanda, Asia, and Annabelle.
Annabelle, like the horror movie?
Yeah. She is described as an uninhibited model and star of swinger parties who has appeared in photo shoots and both soft and hardcore movies since her X-rated debut in 2016.
Oh, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, she's a very, very well put together young lady. I've not, there's a lot of nude photos of her or semi-nudes basically. Have not seen any of her actual porn, but, she's, not bad. She's got a lot of model type photos too, that there's some photoshopping going on. But I figured that would be a good World Cup story for you. You gonna try to check her out on Pornhub?
No.
She was crowned Miss Moscow in 2007. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
But I wonder if the team gets another round, if they don't get another round. I would promise that. Yeah, I don't remember who it was that got in trouble for having the ad about encouraging Russian women to bang soccer players.
Is it true that there was some shady stuff going on in the Russia-Spain game? Because as you know, I haven't watched 1 minute of World Cup soccer.
I do not know.
But I heard that there was some sort of shady business going on in that Russia-Spain game. Or match, pardon me. I don't want to get the lingo
wrong.
Yeah,
it's a match.
Right.
No, I didn't really read up too much on that one. So 713-780-ESPN. There's your World Cup talk. I hope World Cup people are happy now. You got it. Do want to remind you can watch us on the live stream. There's a bunch of people on there. Nobody's commenting, though. Like the last person who commented was 3 hours ago, and it was a woman who was commenting on Barry.
What'd she say about him?
Said, as a chick listener, I can't stand your female bashing. Get in the kitchen mentality.
Seriously.
Kudos to the guy who said you sound like a woman. LOL.
Yeah, I'm with her on that.
Yeah.
I don't understand guys like that.
Me either. Well, Barry has a very different view on life. I'll just say that. He's more traditional. He's kind of old school. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Did you see, Jong, I bet you saw this, that the Avengers 4 cinematographer actually leaked the movie's real title?
Yep. Endgame.
Yeah.
Oh, like the Taylor Swift song?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Avengers 4
Endgame. I hope she's on the soundtrack.
So...
am I the only one that likes Taylor Swift here?
Yeah. I like her a little bit.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Thanks for not leaving me out
there. Her old stuff more so than her new stuff.
Thanks for her old stuff more?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I like the old stuff too. What's your favorite track?
I don't know. I have to think about it.
I like Mean, and I like Stay. I think Stay is my favorite. But then I also like Shake It Off. There's so many to choose from, Fred.
Are there?
Yeah. What was the one where the, and I'll write your, blank space, right? I'll write your name.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
Oh, Starbucks Lovers.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's catchy. What's your favorite, Fred?
The only one I've ever heard was the one you guys used to play on the show. Mm. So I can't really contribute anything to this. She's an attractive young lady.
This is Stay, Fred.
Okay, I'm going to leave.
Oh, come on. Stay. Nope. Stay.
Nope, sorry.
You think that it's funny when I'm mad.
No, I just think you sound like you're 5 years old singing this song.
Oh, well. Are we going to break, Jong?
Yeah.
Let's crank this up on the way out.
All right, while I leave. But I will be back. It is The Blitz at ESPN 97.5 and 94.1.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. No Jerome? That's okay. He's going to be here Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
So we're also going to have the Whiskey Brothers in here Thursday at 4:15.
Nice.
Talk a little.
All of them?
All three of them.
Where's room for that?
We'll figure something out.
But who are the three now?
Slade Ham, Sam Damaris, and Rob Mungle.
John Wessling got kicked out of the group?
He's not really with them anymore. I don't know what happened with that.
Ooh, because there used to be four of them, right?
Yeah. I think they have some other guy does some stuff with them. I haven't asked about that because, you know, I'm friends with all of them and I don't really want to know. So I don't know what happened there. Slade, we're going to be doing some cool stuff with them, which we'll talk about on Thursday. So I'm very excited about that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So... CT sent me a picture of, I think, Iceland, and says this girl's hotter than the Russian girl, and his arm freaks me out. That's because it's at a very weird camera angle, but that girl looks like she's 15, man. I can't get down with you. Sorry, I'll stick with the 28-year-old porn star.
Okay.
Yeah.
And getting well, 28, listen, porn stars are like running backs.
Yeah, after 30, they're done.
I mean, she's coming up to that wall.
Yeah, she's got 2 good years left.
Yeah. But I wouldn't sign her to a long-term deal at this point.
So I have a gangster story for you. Would you like to hear it?
Gangsters like suit and tie gangsters or like do-rag gangsters?
No, suit and tie type gangsters.
Okay, I'll take that.
How about this? A French gangster.
You and I like different kinds of gangsters.
Yeah, I'm all about the mafia.
I'm about Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah.
I'm Crips and Bloods. That's what I like.
Okay, maybe I should rephrase it. I'm about organized crime.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
And you can go with gangsta, and I'll go with organized crime. I'm a sucker for any organized crime story. So, but they call this guy a gangster. But I'll say France's most famous organized crime dude made a spectacular jailbreak with the help of three heavily armed accomplices who landed in his jail in a helicopter and flew him out with him on board.
Hmm.
Flew into a French prison with three heavily armed dudes in a helicopter and broke him out with a helicopter. His name's Redouane Fahd. He was being visited by his brother in Réau prison in the Paris region when the men burst into the room and extracted him. A third man waited in the helicopter in the prison courtyard to watch over the pilot, a flying instructor whose aircraft the men hijacked at a nearby airfield and whom they forced to take part in the dramatic operation. That, what could go wrong with that? You've got a trainee flying the thing.
Yeah, that's it sounds like a
Wow, this dude's pretty good at this. This is the second time he's pulled off a spectacular jailbreak. He's 46 years old. In 2013, he became the country's most wanted criminal after he blasted his way out of another prison using dynamite. He briefly took four wardens hostage before being recaptured six weeks later in a cheap hotel room. He said he was inspired by U.S. films such as Scarface and Heat. He was serving 25 years in Réau prison for his part in a botched 2010 cash transport van robbery that he masterminded. So I'd like to be a mastermind. I always want to be a criminal mastermind.
I would rather be a mastermind that had a team of bad guys working for me, and they would do all the
Well, yeah, that's but that's what crime. A mastermind's supposed to do.
Because sometimes, like, during bank robberies and stuff, people can get shot.
Right.
And I don't want to be the kind of criminal that gets shot.
No, we call those minions.
Yeah.
I want to be the mastermind. I want to be the guy that's, you know, has the helicopter coming to break him out of jail. That's the guy I want to be. Of course, I don't want to go to jail in the first place. I want to have everybody else do the work.
Right.
I'll plan it out for him. I'll come up with the plan, get him all the equipment, and then those guys execute it. And I take, it's just like being a pimp. I take most of the money, but they do all the work, right?
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, apparently, helicopter jailbreaks were a regular embarrassment for the French until the late 2000s. So apparently this is a common thing to use helicopters to break out of a prison.
That's how they do it in movies.
Yeah. Well, that's where I guess it came from, is because it works so much in France. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
We didn't talk about, someone brought it up the other day, and I was like, I doubt it. I doubt he sticks, but Rob Gray has signed with the Rockets to play in the summer league.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Well, did we talk about him actually signing, or did
Okay. Yeah, well, the caller said that he'd signed, so I just assumed.
Oh, okay. Well, at the time, I didn't know he'd signed yet. I thought that, yeah. I'd heard that they were looking at him, but, I don't expect him to be there for long, but I've been wrong before.
I love the kid, and I think he'll make a lot of money overseas.
He does have a man bun, though.
Yeah, he does have a man bun, which I think he needs to get rid of that.
I would do that immediately.
Work on his defense, work on his three-point shooting, and overseas somewhere. Maybe the whatever they call it league now. I guess it's the G League.
The G League.
What does that stand for?
Gatorade. The Gatorade League.
Ah, okay. So you just got it sponsored and changed the name. It should be the Little League. But whatever. But yeah, do some of that, and I think he might be able to someday make an NBA roster. But we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Are you an Always Sunny fan?
Not really. It wasn't my thing.
Huh.
Well, then I've watched a couple episodes, but I never thought it was as great as everybody told
well,
me.
Well, it's funny because I like it, but it's not one of those must-watch for me. So, and I'll sit and watch it and get caught up on it, but it's kind of like Archer now. If it's on, I'll watch it. If it's not, I'm not going to go out of my way. But the people who are into it are just, they're like I am about Rick and Morty. It's just they're sick. And that's, I get it. I get why. But, yeah, apparently there's going to be, apparently Dennis is going to make some appearances next year, even though, but since you don't watch it, it doesn't really matter. Sorry. Well, it's not, no, sorry, that's not it. I just, I for some reason, I thought you liked that. Oh, well. You don't really watch any comedies, do you?
Not very many. I'm very serious. I like to keep things dramatic or scary.
Yeah, I see, I like stuff getting blown up and but it being funny. Like you blow something up and then make some smart aleck comment.
Yeah,
but we watched the pilot of a show last night just to see if we'd be interested in it, and it's an old show. It's just on Netflix now or Amazon. I can't even keep up. It was called Eureka.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's familiar with that, let me know if it's worth pursuing. The first episode looked interesting. It's basically this hidden town where they put all the geniuses to invent stuff and keep them in one place. And, you know, so all kinds of weird stuff happens. But the first one was pretty good.
Yeah, I still want to watch that. What's that Kevin Costner show?
Oh, Yellowstone.
Yeah.
I've got it recorded. Watch that. All right, so can I give you Raheel's five definitive patriotic sports films for the 4th of July?
Let's hear them.
This is on sportsmap.com. Please go check it out. Number five, he has Field of Dreams.
Okay.
Says has all the big themes you want, not only in a movie, but a patriotic movie. A farmer from Iowa, baseball, father-son problems, hearing voices in your head and causing your family financial pain. He only included it, though, because everybody swears by it. He's not as high on it. Number four, any of the Rocky franchise, but obviously Rocky IV.
Rocky IV is the greatest.
Yeah.
Rocky IV is the best. Really, any of the Rocky franchise.
If I could change, and you could change.
Any of the Rocky movies.
Maybe we can all change.
Except Rocky V.
Yeah, Rocky V is absolutely the worst.
Yeah. And that includes the new remakes and the Creed movie.
Yeah.
And any future Creed movies. Rocky V is always the worst.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they do from here. They're never going to bottom out below that.
I mean, three is strong, too. Is three the second strongest?
In my opinion, yes. And there's a lot of people that will argue three over four because Mr. T was fantastic as the opponent.
And Hulk Hogan, Thunder Lips.
Yeah, the Hulk Hogan scene was great. And Apollo working with him, that was all. And even the ending of that, where that's the one where he's like, I got to know, and they do the fight. And,
yeah.
I mean, that movie was really, really good. I think it was a better movie.
Maybe we should rank the Rocky movies.
Yeah, I think it's
maybe that's the project that we need to work on.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, Rocky IV.
I'm going to do that during the break.
Okay. To me, Rocky IV was the greatest because if he dies, he dies.
Yeah, that was the best.
Okay. We'll do this when. Well, we got Gym of the Day, but then we'll do it at 6 o'clock. How's that?
I mean, the Gym of the Day can easily be ranking the Rocky movies.
It can. I got a bunch of good ones. But yeah, let's do that. We'll just do that as Gym of the Day.
And we can do that other stuff later in a totally unsponsored segment.
Right, and just make it look like we were talking about them. Fair enough.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm,
Jong. I need a pen. That's the one tool I'll require.
Do you not have a notepad on your computer?
Yeah, but I don't like that. I like to write things down when I make lists.
Jeez, you're such. I'm the old around here. Come on.
I know.
Number three on his list, Miracle.
That is a good one too.
Yeah. Number two, The Sandlot.
Okay, it doesn't seem exactly patriotic, but
says the only people that don't think Sandlot isn't that the greatest baseball movie ever are the ones that didn't have friends growing up. Backbone of most friendships is sports, and no movie captures that love for your buddy like The Sandlot. Few scenes are more patriot than the annual night game with fireworks. This automatically beats Field of Dreams.
Okay.
I got to be perfectly honest. I don't think I've ever seen The Sandlot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then number one, he has American Anthem, which is about gymnastics.
I've definitely never watched that.
I've never seen it either. He just says it's this 1986 American classic is often overlooked. Because this features failure, redemption, banging songs from the 80s, and super tight leather clothing.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
But then it's about gymnastics, so. Yeah.
What about Over the Top?
That did not make his list.
That's unfortunate.
But, I mean, that's, you know, he's from a slightly different era.
But he put something on the 80s from on this list.
Yeah.
He's born in the 80s.
How old is Raheel?
He's my age. He's 33.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's a millennial.
Yeah, we went to school together.
Did you guys?
Yeah, freshman year of college we did. We both went to UTSA, and then he did well in school in his freshman year, and then he went to UT, and then I played a lot of video games and didn't go to class, so
man.
I ended up at U of H.
So you're saying that Raheel didn't watch pro wrestling, and you did watch pro wrestling?
I think he
not
did.
Not just pro wrestling. but it was, it was video games.
Games was the demise. What was the video game that you
Mario Kart.
So are you saying Mario Kart probably could have possibly cost you a shot at a better career?
Possibly. because we.
Well, who's? Well, I'd be curious.
It's my fault.
But who's doing better now? You or Raheel?
Yeah, he's on air. He's doing better.
Yeah, but you're on air a lot. You're a management. You run the biggest show in the city.
Who makes more money? You or Raheel?
Probably Raheel.
Okay.
Really?
Then yeah. He's doing better.
Yeah, he's doing better.
I mean, that's what it boils down to. Who's making the most money?
We're not. Never mind. So hey, I was talking about Thrive Plus, and you guys remember I mentioned that maybe the wife had a little bit too much on Sunday night.
Yeah,
I made her take some before she went to bed.
You're too nice. I would have punished her.
No, I barely got her upstairs. But
I would have punished her.
I didn't make
her
take some before she went to bed. Dude, she got up the next day like nothing had ever happened. And, you know, that's the thing. That was a little excessive. But even if you're just drinking a little bit, if you want to get up the next day and feel like you hadn't been out drinking, Thrive Plus has you covered, man. And I don't even drink that much. And when I do now, I'm always taking my Thrive because – you know, I have too much to do, man. I got to be up at 5:30 every morning to work on the website. I can't be sitting there staring at a computer with my eyes watering, trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. And with Thrive Plus, man, I don't have to worry about that. 3 capsules after your last drink or before you go to bed. That's it. $1 a capsule. And for $3, you don't want to feel better the next day. It reduces alcohol's negative effects. It's a vitamin. This is basically an alcohol supplement that is going to make you feel better when you wake up. They were on Shark Tank, founders of Princeton graduate, 5 PhDs on their team, so they know what they're doing. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. So it doesn't matter how much you're going to drink. You need to make sure you take Thrive Plus with it. Houston-based company, so if you order before 4 p.m., you're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. So if you want to get in on the weekend, now is the time. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon, so if you want to order that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, if you're going to be grilling tomorrow, and certainly you're going to, right? It's 4th of July. Well, there's nothing better than grooming up some Zumos, the Party Time Sausage, the Boudin. The Party Time Sausage is my absolute favorite. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1908 in Beaumont. They've passed that recipe down from generation to generation since then. It's made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours. You get a truly genuine Southern taste. And it has been a top seller around Southeast Texas forever. And they're in Houston, and you can get them in a bunch of the supermarkets now. So if you're driving home and thinking, oh, man, I need to pick up something for tomorrow, get you some Zumos Party Time Sausage or try the Zumos Boudin, which is by far my favorite Boudin that I've ever had. It's that good. They just do such a good job. And, man, you can use that Party Time Sausage for anything. You can even make some really high-quality hot dogs with that if you want. We use it for breakfast. We'll chop it up and make frittatas and things like that. And I'm telling you, it is fantastic, no matter how we use it. It's in all of the – whatever grocery store you go to, it's probably there. I know they're in HEB. I know they're in Fiesta. I know they're in Kroger. So if you're going by there, stop by, pick it up, and check it out. And let me know what you think after you eat it, because almost everybody who's bought it has tweeted at me. It's like, man, this was fantastic. You can find them again at Kroger, HEB, Fiesta. Just look for Zumos on the label, Zumos. That's Zumos. Make it a Zumos 4th of July.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com today. Lots of good stuff, including Raheel's list, which a bunch of people were bitching about movies that weren't on there that aren't sports movies. It was very specifically sports movies that are patriotic.
Or gymnastic sports.
Well, that's another debate that I don't want to get into. And people jumping on me for never having seen The Sandlot. I might have seen it. If I did, I don't remember anything about it. If it had little kids in it, I'm just not into those kind of movies. I never will be. Like, Even Stand By Me, I'm not crazy about, just because I don't like little kid movies.
Yeah.
I had a hard time getting used to Stranger Things because it was little kids. Fortunately, there were evil creatures in it. But, all right, so let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, so we're going to rank the Rocky movies, huh?
Okay. Did you have a heart? Did you do a list?
Yeah, it was easy.
Okay.
Mine was easy for you? Mine was very easy.
Okay.
I'll say this.
Have you seen all seven?
Yes.
Okay.
Top three, very easy. Four through six, I think, arguable. Seven, not a problem.
That's my problem, came four through six.
Okay.
And I actually, technically mine came three through six.
Okay.
And then I switched three and four out of respect.
Okay.
So I think we both have the same number one and two. Rocky IV is number one. Rocky III is number two.
Yes. And let me clarify this. I think Rocky III was the better movie, but Rocky IV is my favorite. And it's because Drago, and at the time, and people, and you kids today don't know anything about the Cold War.
That's right.
If you don't know anything
about Rocky killed communism.
Yeah. And if you didn't know anything about the Cold War and you watch that movie, you're like, what the hell is this? It's like that Sting song, I Hope the Russians Love Their Children Too. You listen to that now and you're like, what the hell? I don't know anything about that. But growing up with the Cold War and growing up where we had to have bomb scares where we'd go out in the hall, they were like tornado drills because we were worried we were going to get nuked. That movie was very meaningful. So I have Rocky 4, 1, Rocky 3, 2. John, did you play along or no?
Yes, I had 4 and 3.
Okay, so we have the same top two.
Okay.
I believe that 3 through 6, we will all have something different.
Okay.
My as you can see here, I have a rough draft and then a final draft.
Yeah. As you can see here, I just type mine in on the computer.
Yeah.
It's very nice
and neat. I think 3 through 6, there's not a big argument to where like each one of those films rank.
I think they're all pretty close.
And I think we probably have all three of the same movies in different orders, maybe.
Well, I'm talking about all, four movies. Three, four, five, and six.
Yeah.
I have the original at number three.
I do as well.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. I originally had Creed as number three, and then I said, is Creed really greater than the original Rocky? I mean, I think Rocky won like Best Picture.
And none of this exists without the original Rocky.
Right.
It is, and I'm also kind of going by if they're on, what order will I watch these in?
Okay.
Now, to be fair, I probably don't watch any of them after four and three if I see them on, but I have Rocky 1 and third as well.
I would maybe watch Creed or Rocky Balboa again because I've only seen them once.
Okay.
And if you recall, Creed is where I went and a black woman tried to fight me.
Yeah.
Because I asked her to please put her phone away.
Yeah, I watched it, and it's one of those that a lot of people were very high on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're really going to love this. And then I liked it. Like it, don't love it.
Okay, what did you have it as four?
Number four, I have Rocky 2.
Rocky 2? Okay, I have Rocky 2 further down my list. What about you, Jong?
I have Creed, number
okay,
four.
Okay, so Jong and I have the same list so far.
Okay.
But very close.
Rocky 2, I just love when Talia Shire finally wakes up and he goes, what are we waiting for?
I think we can agree that Rocky V is going to be last on the list.
Yeah, Rocky V is last on everybody's list.
And so for me, just like I had problems with 3 and 4 and which order they should be in, I also had problems with 5 and 6. I eventually settled on Rocky Balboa and then Rocky II.
Okay. I had Rocky Balboa and then Creed, but to be honest with you, I could put Rocky 2 and those three there I could put in almost any order. I think Rocky Balboa was kind of, it was better than I thought it was going to be. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. But so is Creed 2.
Yeah, well,
my
that was a different
for both of them was really
minimal. The problem was I had no expectations for Rocky Balboa and I saw, hey, this isn't bad. But everybody had talked Creed up. And then when I saw it, it's like, well, this isn't nearly as
okay.
good as I thought.
You got overhyped to you.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I have it ranked as low as I do. John?
I have two, then Balboa.
Okay.
I just felt, I think the tiebreaker is Balboa was a little depressing. That probably is the reason why I have it a little lower.
I mean, all of these movies involve a guy who's clearly got CET or CTE and like a speech impediment getting punched in the face and like his wife dies, his best friend dies. Like all of the Rocky movies are depressing. Can we agree on that at least?
Rocky, the original Rocky, wasn't too depressing.
But he lost.
Yeah.
I mean, it made for a better
story. There's going to be no rematch. I mean, want one.
He's like the hero, and then he lost. Come on.
Yeah, so. And that's one reason to downgrade two is because it was sort of predictable that he'd come back and win.
And that, to me, that's a reason why one ends up passing Creed, because you didn't expect it. Like, most people wouldn't have expected the hero to lose in that fashion.
No, and that's what made it really good. And I think you asked me a different day, I might take three, just because there's so many memorable things from three. But four, with all the political stuff at the time, was my favorite one. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Disco says it makes sense you haven't seen Sandlot. Came out in that weird in-between when you're too old to watch a kid's movie but didn't have kids yet to make you watch. Says I have so many movies like that. Yeah, there's stuff like... I kind of want to see Incredibles 2, but I'd feel like a total creep going to the movie.
Well, I got to go because I went with my kids.
Yeah, but if I go by myself...
That would be weird.
Yeah, a 53-year-old man in a kid's movie? No, I'm not doing that. That's where rumors get started. I'll just wait for it to show up on cable. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.